صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله، صلى الله عليك وعلى آل بيتك الطيبين الطاهرين. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you, my beloved Holy Prophet, and the Ahlul Bayt. It was in your homes that Allah blessed us with guidance and revelation, and upon you descends the angels day in and day out. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله، السلام عليك يا مظلوم، يا غريب الغربة. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you, my beloved Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, my beloved oppressed Imam, the Imam who was slaughtered by the shores of the Euphrates while his mouth was dry of thirst. Let us focus our minds on Aba Abdullah al-Hussein in Karbala. He has hardly 72 men with him, while day by day Yazid's men are gathering in large numbers to kill Aba Abdullah. On the 9th of Muharram, Yazid's commanders decide to fight Aba Abdullah and his men. They blow the trumpets to start the battle. Aba Abdullah was not ready to fight. He called his brother Aba al-Fadl al-Abbas. Ya Aba al-Fadl, go to the commanders of Yazid's army and ask them to give us one more night. We will be ready tomorrow. Aba al-Fadl went with Hussein's request. It was granted. Why did Aba Abdullah ask for one more night to pray, to spend one more day with his children, to spend one more day with his darling daughter Sukaina? No, Hussein was waiting for a special guest. It was Hur. Who was Hur? Hur was a captain of Yazid's army. He was the captain who stopped Aba Abdullah from going to Kufa. He, with his 1,000 men, forced Aba Abdullah to come to Karbala. The name Hur means to be free. Hur lived up to his name. He freed himself from the fire of hell before it was too late. The events in Karbala teaches us many lessons. Hur taught us a lesson. He said, an example for us. We should think of Hur all the time during our life. Hur had a choice between hell and heaven. He had a choice between glory in this world or happiness with Abba Abdullah in the world hereafter. It is never too late to ask for forgiveness. Ya sahib al-zaman, halli min tawba. Har chose heaven, he chose happiness in the world hereafter. In our lifetime, there are many times when we have to make a choice between good and bad, between halal and haram, between right and wrong, between hell and heaven. Be like Har, choose good deeds, choose halal things, go for the truth, and choose to be in heaven. Happiness and glory in this world are short-lived, while the happiness with Abba Abdullah in the world hereafter is everlasting. On the 9th of Muharram, Qhar could hear the cry, Al-Atash, Al-Atash, Al-Atash. Thirst, thirst, O Uncle Abbas. The children in Hussein's camp were crying for water. Har was very restless. He kept on thinking what a grave mistake he had made by bringing Abba Abdullah to Karbala. He had, what have I done? Why did I put the son of Fatima in this position? Will Hussein forgive me? Will Allah forgive me? Will Sayyida Fatima forgive me? How can I ask for forgiveness? Har could not sleep the whole night. He spent the night weeping and begging Allah for forgiveness. And the 10th of Muharram came. It was very early in the morning. Horses in Yazid's camp were hot and uncomfortable. They were jumping up and down. They could not keep their moves on the ground because it was so hot. Yazid's soldiers poured buckets of water on the horses' hooves to cool them and calm them. Har watched as gallons of water was poured on the horses. He thought, so much water for the animals, while the children of Fatima al-Zahra are crying for a few drops of water. There is so much water for the animals, but none for the grandson of the Holy Prophet. Al-Atash, Al-Atash, Al-Atash echoed through Harr's ears. Harr could not take it anymore. He called his son and said, my son, I have made a terrible mistake. I have brought such a pious and truthful man here to be killed. Please, my son, quickly take me to Abba Abdullah al-Hussein. I want to beg him for forgiveness before it's too late. I am ashamed of myself. Will Abba Abdullah forgive? forgive me, how can I face him? Hur continued, my son, before you take me to Aba Abdullah, tie my hands and cover my face so that I could not have to face him while I ask for forgiveness. Hur's son did what his father had asked him to do. He tied Hur's hand and covered his face. Hur and his son mounted through horses and headed towards Aba Abdullah's camp. Aba al-Fadl al-Abbas, who was guarding the tents, saw the two men coming towards him. He thought they were coming to attack them. He pulled out his sword and warned them to stop where they were. Aba Abdullah also saw the two men. He cried out, "Ya Aba al-Fadl, my brother Aba al-Fadl, put your sword back. Those two men are not coming to fight us. That is Hur, my special guest. See what respect Aba Abdullah has. I have been waiting for him. Let us go and receive them, Ya Aba al-Fadl." Imam Hussein and Aba al-Fadl went to meet Hur. "Welcome, Hur, welcome. I have been waiting for you." Hur threw himself at Aba Abdullah's feet. "Halli min tawba ya ibn Rasulullah. Halli min tawba ya ibn Fatima. هلي من توبة يا ابن عليين. ها أنا جئتك يا مولاي. My master, please forgive me. Please forgive me. I am extremely sorry for what I have done. I am ashamed of myself." Aba Abdullah took Hur in his arms and said, "Hur, my friend, I forgive you. I assure you that my grandfather, my father, and my mother have also forgiven you. Come with me, Hur." Aba Abdullah, Aba al-Fadl al-Abbas, Hur and his son rode back to the tents. It was Fajr time. Ali al-Akbar gave the adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ali al-Akbar gave the adhan. They all prayed the Fajr Salat. Soon after that, Yazid's soldiers blew the trumpets to start the battle. Hur asked Imam Hussein for permission to go and fight the enemies of Islam. "Hur, you are my guest. You have only been with me for a short time. I have not been able to look after you properly. I have neither fed you, nor have I able to give you water. At least spend some time with me." "No, Hur, I cannot let you die. You are my guest." Hur did not give up. He kept insisting on being the first to be killed. In between the hands of Aba Abdullah, he kept insisting on being the first to go to battle. Aba Abdullah then thought that the longer Hur stayed with him, the more he would suffer from thirst and hunger. Aba Abdullah gave permission to Hur. "Idhhab ya Hur fi amanillah." في أمان الله يا شهيد الله، في أمان الله يا حبيب الله. أبا عبد الله حسين himself mounted حور on his horse. حور went to the battlefield. He was a strong and brave man. He fought the battle gallantly and sent many of Yazid's men to hell. Eventually, حور came off his horse severely wounded. He called, يا أبا عبد الله. يا أبا عبد الله عليك مني السلام. Master, come quickly, let me see you for the last time. حور was taking his last breath. أبا عبد الله placed حور's hand on his lap. في أمان الله يا حور. My grandfather is waiting for you. My father and mother are waiting for you. We will be joining you soon. في أمان الله يا حور. Aba Abdullah, with his tears in his eyes, prayed to Allah, Ya Allah, اغفر لحور. Ya Allah, please forgive حور and grant him a place in heaven. حور died on Imam al-Husayn's lap, and Aba al-Fadl al-Abbas and Ali al-Akbar helped Imam carry حور's body to the tent. في أمان الله يا حبيب الله، في أمان الله يا شهيد الله، في أمان الله جميعا، في أمان الله يا حبيب الله، في أمان الله. الله إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا آل محمد أي منقلب ينقلبون. والعاقبة للمتقين. إلهي بفاطمة وأبوها وبعلها وبنوها، عجل لوليك الفراج، عجل لوليك الفراج. إلهي اشفي قلب سيدتي ومولاتي زينب وقلب سيدتي ومولات الزهراء بظهور الحجة. إلهي فرج عنا وانصر الذين يقاتلون ويدافعون عن المقدسات. يا الله 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 يا الله. الفاتحة تسبق الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.